Watch, tractor trailer hauling mail plunges off bridge into river. By Amy Furr on February 28, 2022. A tractor trailer hauling U.S. mail fell off a bridge into the Charles River in Weston, Massachusetts, on Saturday, and photos showed its driver being rescued. The State Police Association of Massachusetts shared the clip of the incident, which took place at approximately 12 p.m., saying troopers from H2 responded to the scene. The video showed the tractor trailer dive nose first into the water as its back end flipped over in the air. Once it landed, the trailer appeared to right itself. The driver was able to get out and was uninjured. Although he could not swim, he managed to crawl on top of the vehicle to wait for rescue crews, NBC Boston reported. Additional MSP assets, Weston Fire Department, and others quickly responded to the scene to assist with the rescue. The operator was secured by divers and transported to a local area hospital for evaluation, the State Police Association's post read. Video footage showed first responders and crews at the scene working to lift the tractor trailer out of the frigid Charles River. Meanwhile, Weston Deputy Fire Chief Justin Woodside said crews arrived at the crash site quickly because they were nearby clearing snow off of hydrants. "We were able to make an effective rescue," Woodside explained, adding, "Our two members went in with suits and we got him, and it took about maybe 4 minutes or so upon arrival." In a social media post on Sunday, the Weston Fire Department shared photos of the site, showing the truck surrounded by sheets of broken ice. Another image appeared to capture the moment crews rescued the driver from the icy water using a rope to help him onto the riverbank. The NBC report continued. The truck was transporting mail for the U.S. Postal Service in Brockton, and U.S. Postal inspectors responded to the crash scene later Saturday. Weston's deputy fire chief said the postal inspector would take care of all the packages that crews couldn't recover from the river. It wasn't clear if the truck was an official U.S. Postal Service truck or one operated by a contractor. According to the police association, the cause of the incident remained under investigation.